听力课堂，听 class.com。
Don't let it beat you, from Kit Kittredge, an American Girl.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of.
Wish me luck.
Who is it?
Margaret Mildred Kittredge.
What do you want?
To be in print.
Well, how do I say this nicely?
But you haven't even read it!
She's sorry, Mr. Gibson. Come on, kid.
Yeah, that's right. I am sorry. I'm sorry you can't recognize a good story when it's standing right outside your door.
What did you say?
Portrait of a boarding house, sir. It's fresh. It's new. It's real.What you're holding in your hand, sir, is the story you've been looking for. And you can throw me out if you want, but I suggest that you read it first. A Kid's Eye View of the Depression in Cincinnati by Kit Kittredge, age 10.
You wrote this?
Yes.
It's not bad.
Are you going to print it, Mr. Gibson?
I'm sorry, kid. Not bad. It's good. But it's not good enough. Keep it up, kid. We pay a penny a word for freelance.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And guess what? They pay a penny a word.Which means I can make $2 or $3 from just one article.
Ooh-wee!
I was thinking about doing a story on you and County, Will, if you let me.
What's so interesting about us?
I'd like to find out. Shadow you for the day. That's reporter talk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I'm on my way out to get a few things at my camp. You can come if you like.
Unless you need us here, Mother.
I can manage.
Ruthie, Sterling, would you like to be my assistant?
Do we get paid?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear Dad, it's been weeks, and there's still no sign of Will or County. I just don't believe he'd rob us, Dad. But someone did, and our money's all gone, and now there's a foreclosure sign in the middle of our beautiful, beautiful lawn. And if that's not bad enough...Uncle Hendrick said we can't bring Grace with us when we go to live with him. We have to give her away, Dad. How can I give her away? I want to ask Mother to talk to him again. She's so sad, Dad. She hardly ever smiles. Dad, why aren't you here? Why haven't we heard from you? You promised you'd write every week, and now it just keeps getting longer and longer between letters. You can't disappear. If you're not working in Chicago, why can't you not work in Cincinnati?Dear Dad, I got a letter from Francis and Florence yesterday. They're settled with family in Sacramento, California, doing great, just like you said. Did Mother mention that Ruthie's father spoke to the bank and they're giving us an extra month to stay in the house? I know that Ruthie pushed for us. She's such a true friend. Last week, Mother made a dress for me out of a chicken feed sack. I wore it on the first day of school and I didn't mind a bit. In fact, a few of the girls thought it looked so smart...She made some for them, too. For money. Imagine that. All that feed sack material was being thrown away. That's pure profit. Aunt Millie will be so proud, and Uncle Hendrick will be horrified. I think I'll wear it the first day we move in with him.
I know your legs are short, but you can do it.
Yes, good girl, good girl. And selling eggs isn't as bad as I thought. In fact, it's kind of fun.
Eggs! Get your eggs!